The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Well, the Zamboni's on the ice, but that doesn't mean the game's over. The game's about to start today. The San Jose Sharks against the Chicago Blackhawks for the second time this year. Drew, I want to talk about the last game against the Nashville Predators, if I may put you through that pain. So many good things happened in the game, but they're totally masked by what went badly for the team.
You know, as usual, when the San Jose Sharks don't play well or they're struggling in the game, they have caused their own problems. And they weren't ready for the game in the sense that how Nashville played in that first period especially. They weren't ready for the push. They weren't ready for the heaviness. They weren't efficient through the neutral zone. They made it too easy for Nashville to come out of their zone. I love what Ryan Warsowski said at the end of the game, which was, you can't play at the end of your stick. In other words, you've got to get up. You've got to get through guys. You've got to take away time and space. There was far too much from the San Jose Sharks' point of view of allowing Nashville to play the way they want to play, which is forward, which is heavy, which is get back as quickly as possible. The Sharks allowed that to happen.
I'm going to ask you something that could be a little bit overly critical, but in that situation, don't you think a big save or two would have helped?
Yes. I didn't think Askew played a very good game.
I didn't either.
I thought that he struggled in net. Yaroslav Askarov, again, said it before and I'll keep saying it, 23, played 60 games, okay? But when you're looking at for goaltenders, all I want for them is to make the save you're supposed to make, at least the one we deem you're supposed to make. Like I said, the game is a hell of a lot more difficult for him than it is for us from where we sit in our privileged position. But he is still the guy that the San Jose Sharks have bet on. He is still the guy that's supposed to be the San Jose Sharks' future net. He is still the guy that's supposed to be going out there and making those saves. And, yeah, he didn't give the Sharks enough saves. And I looked at Detroit's game yesterday. Cam Talbot had a 7.63 goals against, or a 7.63 save percentage. He allowed 5 goals on 19 shots. And there was some where he goes, dude, you got to have that. It's just the NHL. Now, again, it's easy for us to say, but, yeah, the Sharks need, every team needs goaltending at this point of the year if you're going to win.
Well, it didn't really help that Patrick Kane took that penalty at the end of the game, though.
No, it didn't. It didn't. But that's a great lesson to learn for the Sharks tonight. For the Sharks tonight, they can't take bad penalties. They can't be lazy with their stick. You can't be selfish. This is the time of year that when you are playing, it's all about what can I do to help the team, not take away from it.
But also when you have the power play, you really got to take advantage, which the Sharks didn't do either. They gave up a shorthanded goal. And I wanted to go back to that shorthanded goal because a number of things went wrong. But the thing that jumped out at me was the way that the puck came off the boards in the defensive zone there. Can't the Sharks put that in their back pocket and learn to use that, something like that, if the boards are going to be that lively to their advantage going the other way?
I'm going to say something really controversial right now, Dan, is that that's why I would love to see them practice at SAP.
Yes.
Game day.
Yes.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I'll tell you a quick story, though. So Calgary used to have the liveliest boards in the world, right?
Yeah, they're in the Joe.
Yeah, and we're playing them in the playoffs. And Kevin Constantine says to me, take Archers out before the game, before the morning skate, and just show them the bounce off the boards. I went, okay. So we go out and we get to center ice. I said, Artie, come here. And he goes, yeah. And I slap one into the corner, comes off the boards, and jumps right out to the front of the net, okay? And I said, you get it? He goes, yep. That night, we're playing them. We get out to the lead late in the game. And they have come back to make it a one-goal game. We had the lead in that game. Late in the game, Calgary banks it off the end boards, comes straight out. Artie's thinking about going to get it. He goes out to get it. He's late. I think it's Reichel gets the puck and slides it right to the net. If Ronnie Stern wasn't celebrating because his hand's up thinking he's going to score, he tips it in, okay, and goes past the front of the net. And after the game, I go in the room and I'm just furious with Artie. I said, Artie, did I not show you that today? And he went, what? I said, the puck coming off the boards like it does here in Calgary, how lovely the boards are and how it always comes out to the middle. And he goes, oh, that's what you were showing me. He goes, I thought you were just showing me your shot. And I went, why the would I show you my shot? And he goes, well, you look like you've been working on it. And it was a great coaching lesson. Explain yourself 100% fully at all times. Don't assume that the goaltender or any other player knows what you're talking about. But that is why I would always like to see them practice at SAP on game day.
Well, I've been kind of making a push for that quietly, and I'll talk to Coach Ryan Warsawski about this on Coach's Chalkboard, too, to ask him the same question. But I also talked to some of the young defensemen on the team. Sam Dickinson's really coming along this year, yeah. And I asked him about putting that in his back pocket, both defensively and offensively, and I said, is that something you might remember for the game? And he said, well, I might, but that play that was made off of those corner boards is a pretty tough play to make, so I better be sure that I'm going to do it. And that's a good answer.
Yeah, it is a good answer. The other thing is you can't put the puck in the pads of the defender coming out when you've got the power play, and that's
how it starts.
That's how it starts. And also, you got to get your ass back. You got to get back into the zone. You can't take a shift off. Now, Eric Holla should not beat you down the ice. Period. End of discussion. And that goes back to making life a little bit too easy for the Nashville Predators at that point.
I'm pretty eager tonight to see Anton Frondell of the Chicago Blackhawks. He scored his first goal of his NHL career coming here from Djurgården of the Swedish Hockey League this season. He was the pick right after Michael Meeser was selected in the draft, two picks after Matthew Schaefer of the New York Islanders. This is a young man that a lot of teams consider to be one of the best prospects in that draft. Of course, now that we've seen Schaefer, we know why he was selected first. But don't you think this is a good measuring stick night for those two young men against each other?
Yeah, well, I mean, when you look at how these young draft choices are out there, and really great players, I always think they love to this test. I always think that they want to have this test. When you saw fighters, you know, in boxing or in MMA or anything, they always want to go up against the best guy. Yeah, that's the matchup that brings you to the fight. And I think that's the matchup that for Misa and for Celebrini against Bedard and Frondell, these are the guys, this is what they want. They want to test themselves against the other great ones because they want to, that's the type of personality they have. They want to come out and say, I'm better than that guy, or at least I was tonight.
That's going to be one of the big matchups tonight that I'm going to look at. And before we get in any more about tonight's game, I do want to send a special shout out to John McCarthy and the San Jose Barracuda for clinching a playoff spot in the American Hockey League's Calder Cup playoffs. That's a big deal, and it's, I think, even a bigger deal to Kyle Hagel and Louis Mas and also to John McCarthy for the job that they've had to do with recalls of some of their best players, with injuries to some of the best players that they've had, to try to integrate guys on ATOs and PTOs. And they've managed to do that and qualify for the playoffs. And I think that that's just a fantastic achievement.
Yep, they've done a great job this year. They got so many more points than they had last year. They squeaked into the playoffs last year. This year they have been absolutely outstanding, one of the best teams in the league. Very interesting how their penalty kill at the start of the year was dead last, and now it's one of the best in the league. This is a very good team. They're fun to watch. When you get a chance to watch Cuda hockey tomorrow, by the way, 1 o'clock at Tech CU.
San Diego.
In San Diego, 1 o'clock. And so it is a situation where Johnny has done a great job with that team, and those players are playing their you-know-what's off.
I think it would mean a tremendous amount to the Sharks organization if this team can make a big run in the playoffs, and even going beyond that and saying, what if they won the Calder Cup, and how much would that mean for the future of the San Jose Sharks for those young players to go through those best of sevens all the way through?
Well, it's a longer for the AHL, it's 5 rounds, not 4. So you got to get through that first round first, and then it gets heavier and heavier. I tell you what, there's some really good teams in the West, some really good teams out there right now. They're going to be up against it, but this is a team that has a lot of belief system going through right now, the way they're playing. The young guys have been great. The veterans have been super, and the guys in net are now stepping up at the right time.
They sure are, and the Sharks are going to need to do that tonight against the Chicago Blackhawks. Jamal Mayers and I will be on the air starting at 6:30 Pacific time with all of the exciting play-by-play coverage. Of course, it's Macklin Cetabrini against Connor Bedard. It's Nick Lardis against Will Smith. It's a lot of great action tonight. Michael Misa against Anton Frundell and much, much more. So make sure you're tuned in. Until then, that's the Morning Skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.